Oh, you poor, poor darling. It's so hard for you. It's so very hard for you. This constant fighting your urge to do what you want to do so very badly. That continuous denial of your inner naughty nature. That pretense that those big, beautiful she-cocks, those tranny goddesses, don't affect you and make you instantly hard. And that's the truth, isn't it, darling? That is the truth. You are so deeply in lust with those shemales, those trannies. And all you want to do, all you ever want to do really, is to be allowed to just surrender and give in to your need, to drop to your knees in front of the mighty she-cock and to suck her cock while you look up at her beautiful breasts and her gorgeous face. She's so exotic to you. So deliciously forbidden and naughty. That big, hard, functional cock. Bigger than yours, really, darling. Those lovely, juicy balls just filling up with all that cum you want to desperately suck out of it. And then those lovely curves. Those beautiful round breasts and those perfect red lips that'll never wrap around your cock. They'll never kiss you. Because, darling, you are always gonna be just a little tranny faggot. Yeah? And that's what scares you. That's what scares you the most. Knowing that moment when you finally give in, when you finally surrender yourself, when you finally find the courage to, you know, accept and admit that you're a little faggot who is in lust with the almighty she-cock, who is in such a dire need to suck a transsexual cock and, oh, glory of glory, happy of happy, joy of joy, maybe even get bent over by a tranny and get your little faggot ass fucked. You can never go back. There's no way. You are afraid that you're stuck being a faggot. Now, I could tell you a lie now, and I could tell you, no, don't worry about that, my darling. You know, you'll be fine. You're still straight. You can still. But I would be lying to you, and I don't lie. I refuse to lie. It doesn't do anybody any good. You've been, look at what it's done to you. You've been lying to yourself for years now. I mean, you keep trying to tell yourself you're straight, but you're not straight, honey. You're a little faggot. You are a little faggot. You are a lustful little pervert who wants to be submissive to tranny cock. You want to be a fuck tool for tranny cock. You want to suck the almighty she-cock. You want to be bent over and fucked like a bitch by a she-bitch. That's being a faggot. Yes, she has breasts. They're very beautiful. very rousing. I know you can't wait to get your hands on them and to lavish them with your mouth and to suck on them and, you know, to make a moan and her she-cock twitch. But she's still a she-male. She's not a woman. She's a she-male. Operative word. And I know her face is just gorgeous, honey. I mean, look at it. It's beautiful. Look at those gorgeous red lips and those wonderful eyes and that luxurious hair. But, well, sissies can do that too, you know. And she's still not a woman. Women have three places up on their body where you can stick a cock into. A mouth, a pussy, and an ass. Okay? Three holes. Mouth, pussy, ass. She doesn't have that. She has a mouth, an ass, and a cock. She's a she-cock. A tranny. And that's what turns you on so much about it. If you admit it deep down to yourself, she is both. In your eyes, when you suck in her cock and you're looking up and you're seeing those breasts and those eyes and that, those lips, you somewhere deep down inside think you can still pretend that you're straight, that you're really just having sex with a woman with a strap-on on, but it's not a strap-on, darling. You can't detach this cock without operation. You're sucking on a man with boobs. It's the truth. And sweetheart, the sooner you accept that, and the sooner you admit to the fact that you're gay for she-male, the easier your life is gonna be. It doesn't make you a bad human being, it just makes you a faggot. A little tranny-loving cocksucker and anal whore. It's all it does. It's perfectly fine. And yes, I know a lot of people are going to tease you about it if they ever find out. And you're probably going to feel rather humiliated the first time she bends you over and her cock is bigger than yours and she fucks you like the little bitch boy that you are. You're probably going to feel very humiliated. That's okay. It's okay. Because you're finally getting it in both ways, you know. You're finally really getting it. You're getting fucked, but you're also finally really getting it, that this is what you need, that this is not a choice that you have, and that if you want to be truly sexually satisfied, well then darling, you're just going to have to accept it for what it is. You are going to have to accept that, yes, you are a faggot for she-cock. And that only sucking a she-cock's cock and getting fucked by a she-cock truly brings you satisfaction. That's what it is, and that's the bottom line of it. And I'll tell you, you're going to be so addicted to it, too. Yes, darling, you're going to be so very addicted to it. That first time you're down on your knees, licking those beautiful balls, smelling her scent, that strange mingling of feminine perfume and maleness that she still has. Because, yes, balls and cocks give off a very distinctive scent that is still very much male. Even in someone who takes hormones. So you're going to have that exotic mixture that you're inhaling between feminine and masculine. And you're going to lick and you're going to taste and you're going to look up. And you're going to see this beautiful person, that gorgeous face. And you're just going to fall deeper and deeper into that addiction. And then finally she'll pull your head back and she'll push her cock down into your mouth and she'll fuck you. She will fuck you like the pussy that you are. And that in itself is why you need a she-cuck too, because even so, you're the male and she is transitioning into a woman. The real pussy is you, because you're the one who's going to get fucked. You are the one who's going to have his ass plowed. You're the one whom she puts her boner into. You're the one who's gonna get fucked until you beg for mercy. And your mouth is the one that she's gonna gag you with her cock with. It's all very simple. And after you've endured it and accepted it, and enjoyed it, because you're going to enjoy it for the first time, you'll start realizing that this is the only way you can go. And your life will be so much more satisfied and so much happier for it. You're not going to try to force yourself to chase after women anymore, because truthfully, women to you are just missing that little something extra. You like the beauty of their shape and faces. Let's be honest, you love breasts. You like your nice shapely ass and you like beautiful faces. But you like cock too. And the only way you're gonna get that, you know, the cock and the breasts and the pretty face, and it's on a shemale. It was a tranny. And that's why you're gonna stop fighting it now. You're going to listen to your goddess, who always knows what's best for you, sweetheart. Who only wants what's best for you. You know, I don't want you to suffer. I like you. So you're going to do that for me. You're going to take a nice deep breath. And you're going to turn on some shemale porn. And you're going to masturbate for 30 minutes. And then you're going to go and see a tranny escort for your first time, because they'll know how to initiate you in the world of tranny sex a lot more smoother. And you're going to tell them that your God has sent you and that you're ready to be inducted in being a she-male cock servant by her. And then I want you to do your best. I know you can do it. Go force and be a faggot. For me. And yourself. Enjoy. I really want you to do this for me. Goddess Belladonna. Mwah.